This is Bro Radio.
7. Premier League official David Coote has been suspended while an investigation takes place into a video that appears to show him being derogatory towards Liverpool. Joe Rawson reports.
In the footage that has been widely shared on social media, a man who appears to be David Coote uses expletive language to describe the Anfield club and their former manager Jurgen Klopp. The refereeing body, the PGMOL, have opened up a full investigation with the video yet to be verified. Coote actually officiated Liverpool in their 2-0 win over Aston Villa on Saturday.
The Prime Minister has insisted the future of the Archbishop of Canterbury is a matter for the Church, as Justin Welby faces growing calls to resign. A report found the principal leader of the Church of England failed to tell police about a man who sexually abused boys and young men over 5 decades. A former teacher and choirmaster has been jailed for 12 years for dozens of child sex offences against 19 victims. David Pickthall received an MBE in 2015. Former soldier Daniel Khalif has pleaded guilty to escaping from prison. The 23-year-old fled Wandsworth Jail in September last year by clinging to the underside of a food delivery truck. The court heard he'd planned it in the hope of being moved to a unit away from sex offenders. He denies other charges, including spying for Iran and perpetrating a bomb hoax. Siobhan Freeman-Powell reports from Woolwich Crown Court.
Daniel Khalif said to these claims that he thought that lies was the wrong word to use. He said no one sat down and said, Daniel, are you communicating with a foreign enemy? He says it just didn't come up.
Ruud van Nistelrooy has left Manchester United after his 4-game stint as interim head coach. The former striker returned to Old Trafford in the summer as Erik ten Hag's assistant. And an ancient joke shop, which may be the oldest in the world, is shutting down after almost 140 years in business. Tam Shepherd's Trick Shop is now moving online due to high costs. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A former inmate at Bridgend Park Prison has been sent back to jail. Zach Griffiths admitted posting a video on Facebook showing a staff member restraining a prisoner. He also wrongly accused another worker of being involved in drugs. Griffiths told Cardiff Crown Court he wanted to highlight a toxic culture. An investigation's underway into a big fire in Abergavenny town centre. A charity shop and nearby buildings were destroyed in a blaze on Frogmore Street. At its height, more than 100 firefighters were at the scene and nearby residents were evacuated. There were no reports of injuries. Trains in Eastern Vale were disrupted following an incident near Barry Docks. Police say one man was taken to safety after they were found in a precarious position early this morning. It led to the line being blocked between Eastbrook and Barry. Services are now back to normal. The traditional 2-minute silence has been held on Armistice Day. A short service was held at the civic offices in Barry to mark 106 years since the First World War came to an end. Elsewhere, lifeboats crews from Barry Dock and Penarth sent poppy wreaths by train to London Paddington. It's part of a relatively new tradition which began during the COVID pandemic. In sports, Barry Town United are into the quarterfinals of the Adran Trophy. They beat Flint 4-2 at Jenner Park, despite having captain Lauren Harris sent off for 2 yellow cards. Owen Murray scored a brace in the second half as Barry came from behind to beat the Adran North visitors. Rugby and Mason Grady's waiting to learn the full extent of his ankle injury. The Cardiff wing came off injured during Wales' defeat to Fiji yesterday. He's expected to undergo a scan before embattled head coach Warren Gatland names his squad to face Australia next weekend.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Children, that their time is just begun. I have served.
heat of me.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's that time of the week again. It's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So it's been a bit of an interesting last week's action of sports that's been going on. So I'm going to be here guiding us through the local football that took place, the local rugby. And yes, we're going to have to touch on the game that took place yesterday at the National Stadium. And remember, if you'd like to get in touch with me at Bro Radio, all you need to do is look up Bro Radio on the social medias, or you can email me at sport@broradio.fm.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Best of you. If someone did it the best.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, Barry Town were in action over the weekend and they picked up a crucial 3-2 win over Coniskey Nomads as they looked to secure a top 6 finish in the Cymru Premier. A stunning solo effort from sub Yian Owen in the 89th minute handed Steve Jenkins' men a fourth victory from their last 5 league games in what could be one of the most pivotal weekends of the season so far. 3 changes from the side beaten 4-1 by the new Saints saw Mikey George, Josh Beecher and Player of the Month nominee Keenan Patton all return to the starting 11, with Harrison Bright and Ryan Kavanagh dropping to the bench while Josh Yorworth missed out. Robbie Wilmot produced one of the earliest chances with a low free kick from 24 yards out, comfortably saved by Barry alumni George Radcliffe. But Jenkins was forced into 2 early changes, with Kavanagh brought on to replace Elliot Richards due to a slight strain, while Kay McLagan took over from Hulbert, who picked up an injury after he was upended by a Nomads defender. The return of the Barry skipper sparked the game into life on 23 minutes when some good build-up play allowed Sam Snaith to release the ball to McLagan before he teed up to slot home past George Radcliffe for his first goal of the league season so far. The remainder of the half offered little of note for both sides, but Barry enjoyed a brighter restart after the break, with George's shot rebounding off the far post after a superb pass from Patton to beat the gathering scramble at the goalmouth. On the 58th minute, the Nomads drew level when Rhys Hughes poked home the ball from just inside the area past homekeeper Luke Rhys. The hosts at Jenner Park were still creating most of the chances, with McLagan bringing out comfortable save from Radcliffe as he sought to make it a brace. Then, on 75 minutes, Kavanagh broke clear before putting the ball in behind for McLagan, who pulled it back for the midfielder, whose follow-up shot was deflected in the net by Yian Owen to retake the lead. Barry's big team effort looked to have been undone in the 85th minute when Rhys Hughes' thunderous set piece saw Coniskey restore level terms with his 7th goal of the season. But just 4 minutes later, McLagan linked up with Owen, who scissored his way past 2 Nomads defenders before poking the ball into an empty net for a dramatic winner and a surefire goal of the season contender. Barry remained 5th in the table. They are now level on points with near neighbours Cardiff Met, who could only draw 3-3 with Bala in the televised game at Kincoyd. There's now going to be a 2-week break in the action due to the Welsh Cup, with Barry returning north to face fellow top 6 contenders Carnarvon on the 23rd of November. And Barry Town reached the quarterfinals of the Adran Trophy with a 4-2 win over Flint Town United. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side were looking to bounce back after the Adran Premier leaders Cardiff City ended their lengthy run in all competitions last weekend. Flint, who play in the Adran North, had cruised through the group stages of the trophy with a 100% record, but they were playing only their second game under new boss Ollie Williams. A goalless first half saw Barry dominate the possession and enjoy most of the chances, with Ingrid Adlin and Karis Boufton getting closest and the away keeper Rebecca Bott making a flurry of crucial saves. But Barry had to make do for most parts without their captain, who was sent off for 2 yellow cards midway through the first half. It's been a bit of a tough fortnight for Lauren Harris, who scored an own goal in their league defeat at the Cardiff City Stadium last Sunday. Flint flounged the breakthrough on 54 minutes when Jennifer Haynes struck past homekeeper Mackenzie Ellingham. The hosts were struggling to make the most of their chances, but they finally drew level on 65 minutes when sub Ellie Priest's first touch was squared up by Erin Murray to slot past Bott. The visitors took the lead just 2 minutes later via Rosie Hughes, despite huge calls for offsides which went unheeded by referee Paul Fisher. But this cup tie had gone end-to-end mode when, on 70 minutes, Murray volleyed home a Jasmine Turner corner kick to equalise again. The quick pace of the second half began to tire on Flint as Turner turned scorer to edge Barry in front for the first time on 74 minutes, with Priest providing another assist. And by the 78th minute, the hosts had taken full command as Priest broke clear from Murray's cross to bag the fourth goal of a dramatic comeback. It could have been even more resounding with Turner hitting the post in the closing stages, but Barry had done enough to avoid an upset with an impressive Flint side and booked their place in the last eight. The quarter-final draw takes place on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the FAW's Red War Plus channel. And among Barry's potential opponents, the only second-tier club left in the competition, Cascade, who knocked out five-time winners Cardiff Met. Meanwhile, Caldicott Town play host to Barry in the second round of the Bute Energy Welsh Cup on Sunday. And when we return, I'll be bringing you the other selected results from around the Vale.
Radio.
Bro Radio.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our five-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Honey, there's something wrong with my eye.
Is it itchy? Is it dry? Someone poked you in the eye. Is it gunky? Is it gooey? Is it sticky at the side? Is it pink? Is it red? Some discomfort in your head. Dodgy eyes are the worst. Don't waste time. Call Specsavers first.
It's icky.
Achavi. If you've got an eye problem, call Specsavers and we'll put you through to an expert. And if we need to see you, we have urgent appointments set aside. We provide NHS eye health services in Wales.
At Zoomies, we make things easier for pet owners. Our fully licensed pet transport service takes pets to the vets, pets to the groomers, pets to new homes, and even on their final journey. Zoomies cover all corners of the Vale, so let our chauffeur transport your pet. You can even hop in for the ride. Zoomies. Arrange an appointment with our vet nurse and pick up some naturally perfect pet treats and chews at our shop in Porthcurry Park. And book pet transport now at Zoomies. That's zoom-eze.com.
At IB Building and Plastering, we're constructing dreams one brick at a time. If you need more space for a growing family, we're experts at extensions and renovations. With over 30 years' experience when it comes to quality workmanship and punctuality, we nail it. every time. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, IB Building and Plastering get the job done. And our exceptional plastering skills mean you always get the perfect finish. For a quick chat or quote, call Ian Blackwell Building and Plastering. You'll find all the details on Facebook.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Lantwit Major's long unbeaten run in the Cymru South ended with a 3-2 defeat at Tafts Wells. Ben State's side have not lost in the league action since August and were aiming to stretch their undefeated streak to 10 matches. But their hosts, currently second bottom in the table, were out to cause a Friday night upset against their near neighbours. The Wellman went ahead after 9 minutes with a superb free kick, which was turned in by Drew Banner, who went on to make a brace soon after the half an hour mark. Major showed some positive signs towards half time as they looked to find a way back, roared on by a vocal Windmill Army. But their hopes were dashed on 57 minutes when a defensive error allowed Sam Johnson to wrong keeper Jack Lansdowne and bag a third for the hosts. Lantwit remain fifth in the table, as now there's a bit of a break whilst the Welsh Cup is going on. Next up for Lantwit is a second leg in the Fenix Trophy first round clash against Berkham Sport on Wednesday, with the Belgium club leading 7-2. And if you fancy that, tickets are still on sale for the return leg at the STM Glass Stadium in Bridgend, with the club urging fans to buy in advance, and kick-off for that is 7:30 p.m. And also on Friday, Kyron Ealy travelled to Ammanford and came back with a 2-0 victory. No goals in the first half, but Habib Samson and Liam Bishop scored second half goals, which saw Kyron Ealy take the spoils. Kyron Ealy are 10th in their league. Their next game is on Tuesday at home to Trevelin. And Ealy Rangers ran out 7-1 winners at home to Tonnerevel. Scoring for Rangers started inside the first 5 minutes with Morgan Ashworth, followed quickly by Luke Burnage. Thomas Davis brought some hope for the away team, getting one back. Just before half-time, Richard Greaves restored the home team's two-goal cushion. The second half saw Greaves score another two to complete his hat-trick just after the hour mark. But he wasn't finished scoring, getting his fourth of the game with about 15 minutes left to play. Callum Flynn rounded the match off with his 90th minute goal. Rangers now third in their league, with their next league game on Saturday the 23rd away to Tonpentra. And Dinas Powys also won 4-3 at home to St Joe's, with Joshua Simpson starting the scoring for the away side before Ryan Garland hit back with two quick penalties. Simpson restored parity for the away side. Then William Thomas scored Dinas's third goal of the afternoon before half-time. Joshua Simpson scored his and St Joe's third goal of the match, completing a first-half hat-trick. But in the 86th minute, Kylian Eriksson scored the winner for Dinas in this hard-fought cup match. Dinas Powys is next in action away to Club Cymraeg on Saturday. And we'll be bringing you all the rugby action next year at Bro Radio.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words won't cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Pro Radio, and we're going to change the sport now, and we're going to be looking at some of the rugby action from around the Vale. So, Barry slipped to a dramatic 22-21 defeat at Abercomboy in the Admiral League. Abercomboy snatched victory with a last-gasp try when the clock was red, leaving the Bombers frustrated at what might have been. With just a losing bonus point to show for their battling efforts, Barry made a flying start, scoring twice in the first 5 minutes, but the hosts battled to take control of much of the rest of the game, dominating territory and possession and forcing Barry to spend long spells defending. "We could and should have been out of sight," said coach Thomas Perry. "Realistically, we defended for 65 minutes, and you can't afford to do that against a Division 1 team. For the first few minutes, we were brilliant. We stuck to our structure and we went two tries up. We should have been able to sustain that. The boys are frustrated by some of the ref's decisions, but we shouldn't have been in a situation that made these decisions count." Barry took the lead inside 2 minutes with Jake Williams making the initial break and Alan Evans pressurising the defence before the ball was played across to the far side for Williams to round it off. Jack Davis converted. 3 minutes later, Barry drove for the line after a penalty line-out. Dav Jones peeled off and fed the supporting Kay Beasley to go over. Davis added the extras to put the Bombers 14-0 up. But the hosts rallied. Barry found himself on the back foot, only occasionally lifting the pressure. 3 first-half tries for Abercomboy put them 17-14 ahead at the break. But Jack Davis scored a superb solo try on the hour, breaking away outside before adding the extras to put Barry 21-17 ahead. Barry had 2 good try-scoring opportunities in the second half, but both efforts, the final pass failed to stick. "Because we defended for so long, once we got the ball, we felt we had to do something," said Perry. "We were forcing it and making little errors, but that was always going to come when you only have 10 minutes of the game." Barry remain third from bottom in Division 1 East Central, above Rubina and Porth, who were both beaten on Saturday, and with neither of them gaining, losing bonus points. The Bombers are 4 points adrift of Abercomboy and face another crucial game at the weekend when Llanharan, 7 points ahead, visit the Reservoir Field. Elsewhere in the Vale, Penarth edged out Llanharan in an entertaining 43-38 victory at the Athletic Ground, with Tom Griffiths scoring 2 of the 7 tries. 6 wins from the opening 7 games of the season leaves them level on points with unbeaten leaders St Joseph's, who play host to the Bears next Saturday. Cowbridge remains second in Division 2 East Central, despite their 24-10 defeat to Llantwit Vardra. In Division 3, Llantwit Major got back to winning ways, beating Llandaff 31-14. While Dinas Powys romped home to a 42-10 win at Cardiff Saracens in Division 4. And Opinathian's men went down 39-15 at home to Division 5 leaders Ponkema, while the Women's Championship clash with Haverford West was postponed. So that's your local rugby. We're going to have a review of the national game that took place yesterday here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Oes gennych chi ystafell sbar yn eich tŷ a lle sbar yn eich calon? Os oes, gallwch ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau. Mae cynllun cysylltu bywydau Bro Morganog yn darparu gofal byr dymor a seibiannau hir dymor i bobl leol sy'n byw gyda'r anghenion cymorth ychwanegol. Mae'n ffordd wych o weithio gartref gan y byddwch yn derbyn dros 400 punt y pen yr wythnos. Gall bron unrhyw un ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau, felly dysgwch fwy a gwnewch gais heddiw yn veilsharedlives.co.uk.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs. And we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Mae cynllun corfforaethol Cyngor Bro Morganwg yn nodi ein gweledigaeth ar gyfer cymunedau cryf a dyfodol disglair. Er mwyn ein helpu gyflawni hyn, rydym wedi pennu 5 amcan allweddol. Mae rhain yn cynnwys creu lleoedd gwych i fyw, gweithio ac ymweld â nhw, a pharchi a dallu'r amgylchedd, a byddem yn gwerthfawrogi eich adborth. Gallwch ddweud eich dweud nawr yn ein hamgynghoriad ar-lein sy'n rhedeg tan yr 8fed o Rhagfyr. Felly, ewch i veilofglamorgan.gov.uk/y-cynllun-corfforaethol.
From Sully to St Hilary.
The Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Ships a smiling face, but shoulders with the stars. Where strangers take you by the hand and welcome you to Wonderland from beneath the Panamas. The tropic kind of
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I'm going to have to go there. We're going to have a look at the Wales and Fiji game that took place yesterday, with Wales being defeated by Fiji 24-19 in Fiji's first win in Cardiff. So that's historic for them. But it's also historic for the Welsh team, because this is the 10th straight test defeat, and that's record equaling. The last time that was seen was over 20 years ago. And in another stat, Wales have gone over 400 days since their last test victory as well. So again, I didn't say it was going to be a positive stat, but you know, it was it's another statistic for you there. And for me, I think the turning point of the game was on about the 15th, 17th minute when Mason Grady went down injured. Up into that stage, we were looking balanced. I think there was a few decent attacks that were actually down Grady's wing as well. And I think that's when the game turned. I don't think it helped having a 6-2 split with only two backs there, and neither of them were specialised wingers either. And I know there was utility players on the pitch, but I just think that for me was one of the moments that the game turned. But before I talk any more about the game, I'd just like to wish my best to Mason Grady, and I hope the ankle injury isn't too bad, because for yourself, for the rest of your season as well, but also for Wales, because they've got another game this Sunday coming up against Australia. That game's on Sunday. That's at 4:10. So if you set your alarms for 4 p.m., it gives you 10 minutes to get yourself more time to get yourself all comfortable, get yourself sat down ready in front of the TV or whatever you're watching that game. But there was a couple of interesting other moments in that game, and not sure if everybody is aware of some of the new law changes that there's been trying. And one of them is a 20-minute red card. Now, I'd love to hear your opinions on the 20-minute red card. For me, a red card is a red card, and, you know, that's normally end of sports. But the International Rugby Board, they're trying new things. They're trying to tweak the rules. And it does mean that the same player cannot come back on, but you can replace the player after 20 minutes. So, and I understand that they want to keep games competitive, so they want to keep 15 players on a field. But sometimes some red cards just endanger a player. In my opinion, they endanger a player too much to actually allow the get out of jail free of, oh, they'll be off the pitch for 20 minutes, but we can still bring somebody back on, so we'll still be up to a full strength team 20 minutes later. And I know 20 minutes is a long time in a game of rugby. It's essentially a quarter of rugby. But if, like Fiji, have shown that you can weather the storm there, then anything's possible. I mean, they managed to come back and have a win there, even though essentially Wales were playing for at least one quarter of the game against 14 players. And I know at one stage of the game, Fiji did have another player yellow carded, and yes, Wales did have a yellow card that went for bunker review that did stay at a yellow as well. So you could say it was 14 against 13 for a while. But I just think we should be sort of capitalising on these chances, and it is a young team, so I think we do need to get behind the team and support them as well, because, you know, the players, some of the young players there, they really are quite exciting. And I think they've got some big futures ahead of them as well. So I'd be interested in your views on these 20-minute red cards. But the other thing is that you might not know is that you will not be penalised for a not straight line out if the opposing team don't jump for the ball on there. So if the opposing team don't jump and it's not, and you still throw it in not straight, it's going to be play on. Again, that's a new initiative coming through from World Rugby as well, to obviously, if you could say that if you haven't thrown it in straight but the other team are not challenging, then what advantage have you got given them by not throwing it in straight? But they do like to tweak the laws, and they usually seem to do them at the autumn internationals. So love to get your views on that one. But going back to the game, I mean, Wales did score a couple of tries. How do we see it going next weekend against Australia? Not sure. Australia did manage to get a last-minute victory against our old enemies, England. So it's going to be an interesting game. I'm just hoping that, you know, they start putting some performances together, and they and it doesn't go too one-sided this game on the weekend. But that's a bit of my opinion and my view on the game. So I'd love to hear what yours is here at Bro Radio.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I I have to praise you.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And if you've got a sports team, sports club, or sport that you would like to be mentioned here at Bro Radio, then you need to just get in touch. Just find us on the social medias or use sport@broradio.fm. And I could be talking to about your sport, your sports club. I could be talking about your fantastic volunteers. I could even be talking to you when you're telling me and the people of the Vale what makes your sport so great and why you think people should take up that sport. So remember, if you'd like that opportunity, all you need to do is get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. And I would also love to hear what your thoughts are about the Welsh performance and result yesterday. And I would be interested to hear what your reactions to these 20-minute red cards and these new line-out laws are as well. And again, you just need to find that on the social medias where you'll be able to give me all your comments and I'll be looking through them and seeing what people's thoughts are about the new law changes there. And until next week, when I will be bringing you more local and national sports action from around Wales and the Vale. But up next year at Bro, it's Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
Everyone loves Christmas and we've got the chance for you to win the ultimate Christmas experience. Your family or group could be joining Santa, his elves and the Bro Radio team in switching on Barry's Christmas lights on Friday 22nd November. Enter for free before Tuesday the 19th of November via broradio.fm. Help us switch on Christmas with the Barry Christmas Festival, brought to you by Barry Town Council and Vale of Glamorgan Council, with part funding through the UK Government's Shared Prosperity Fund.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
What's in the box?
On Monday's What's in the Box, Layla answered the phone and gave us this answer.
I think it's a postcard.
Okay, and what makes you think a postcard?
I think it's a postcard because it's something small, looking at the size of the box, and it's not something that can go off like food or flowers or... So yeah, I think it's a postcard.
It's not what's in the box, but what you think's inside. Guessing correctly will win you £100 worth of Love to Shop vouchers and a pair of tickets to Glastonbury 2025.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box. Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker.